This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Amelia from the band Persimmon. How's it going, Amelia?
Yeah, good, thank you, Hugh. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Lovely to have you back in again. You were saying it doesn't seem like that long since you've been in, but
no.
It's probably a while.
It was probably like a year or like 2 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Time is a flat circle and all of those things that people say.
Yeah.
I have heard the new Persimmon album.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Cool, thanks.
I guess the most pressing thing to say is that there is an album release show for this, which is coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Let me open up the calendar on the computer that I'm talking on. That will be the 10th of August.
10th of August, yep.
And that's at Snails,
yep? At Snails, yep.
So this will be your chance to come and see Persimmon do the thing and obviously, like, buy the album and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to talk about the album as well because, as I say, it's neat. And it happened, like, Austin was kind of overseas doing stuff for a while and then came back. It seemed like there was kind of like a whirlwind of activity.
It was sort of because I joined the band a little bit later. So he came back from living in Melbourne for quite some time. And his good friend Harry was also over there. So at some point when they came back, they decided they wanted to play music together, I think, and roped in a couple of others, Fee, who played drums on the album.
It is just, like, utterly ubiquitous if you pay attention to, like off-centre arty Palmerston North music at the moment. Like, Fee is just everywhere on releases and putting out things in dozens
even
of different projects.
Even though they've already left us. And,
it's total madness. It's great. I thoroughly approve.
Yeah, yeah. And then AJ Bradley was the original bass player. But when she left town, I was lucky enough to join. So this is, like, the first album, but there were a couple of recordings that they put out before I joined the band. So that I think there's a couple on there, New Year and Landscapes. And then we now have a couple of singles off this album already out. And then the whole thing will be out, I think, on Thursday, I want to say.
Yeah,
I should know that.
That sounds
the 8th
right.
Of August.
I did get sent a press release by Austin. And if I was smart, I would have printed
I should have read it too, you know, yeah.
So can I ask, what was the experience of coming into this band that was already going like?
It was quite cool. It was real funny, actually, because I learned all the songs. Austin was, like, super organized and had a whole songbook, you know, like lyrics and chords, which was great because that's what I'm, like, used to. I'm definitely not, like, a tabs person or anything. And it was very much like, this is how we have been playing them, but feel free to put your own, like, spin on it, which is always cool. But I basically listened to a live, like a desk recording from the stomach over and over and over, and played along to learn the songs, which was quite a funny experience to walk into, like, a rehearsal space, having not really, like, I don't think I'd even met Harry before, and then just kind of drop in. I was like, wow, imagine session players who are, like, really good at their instrument can just do this. But I mean, it was cool, though, because I was a fan of the band before I joined. So you don't often kind of get that experience. Like, and I still am because Austin's the primary songwriter. He brings us the songs and I go, God, this is cool, which is – it's quite nice to have that slight distance from it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've been doing the covers band thing. So you know, like learning stuff, which is already pretty well known. But it is – you're right. It's interesting to know something and like it and then get this other perspective of kind of like how the inside fits together.
Yeah, totally, totally. And it always shifts, you know, like I think we probably started sounding a bit different when I started playing bass, and now we have Jordan Coupe on drums. And when he came in, that also shifted the feel a bit. And it's quite fun. It actually kind of, particularly because there are some songs that we've played quite a few times. Mm-hmm. So to have someone different playing on them, you kind of learn them again and find new ways. You know?
That's right. Because it's all about kind of building the, particularly, I should have mentioned for people who are not familiar with Persimmon and with you, that you're playing bass.
Yeah.
So, you've got a particular role to fill in the band, kind of gluing various other bits of the band together. And so when one of those changes, you've kind of got to find a relationship with that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, for sure. And, some of the – when we recorded the album, there were quite a few songs that we hadn't necessarily been playing live much. But of course, when you're recording, you want to just get everything in the can because you want to make the most of it and capture everything you can. So there were some songs that we hadn't really played much, and it was really cool to record them because they came out really different. Like one song, Tomorrow Morning, we ended up recording it with some Rhodes, keyboard on
lovely.
It,
mm-hmm.
which we don't do live and probably never would. And it was a lot sparser in the recording. It was just really cool to kind of explore the songs like that. You don't have a huge amount of time because, you know, we're not millionaires. We're not going to be camped down the stomach for 3 months. So, yeah, just kind of try and smash it out but also have a bit of fun. And we were all really stoked with how it came together. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, I was very kindly sent advance copies of first the singles and then the album by Austin. And the way that works with me is that until the car got written off, which is a story we will not into right now. But what I had was one of those little doohickeys that fits in the cigarette lighter.
Yep.
And it broadcasts a tiny little FM
transmitter,
FM radio station to your car.
I am also rocking that system. Yeah.
And so basically I would – if I got given something like that and I wasn't quite sure, I hadn't kind of internalized it yet, it goes on the USB drive in there.
Right, nice.
And then just as I'm driving the kids around to school and that kind of stuff, it's on there. And True Crime, one of my kids in particular – locked into that one.
That's so cool.
Can you go back to the true crime song then? So,
we do love that one.
It was really neat to have that. I've been really impressed with how it's come out because I really liked the earlier singles that were sitting on the Bandcamp page.
But to see
everything develop in this way has been really cool.
It's been honestly super fun and super rewarding. And it's just exciting to be able to share it because we recorded it Easter last year. So it's you know, good things take time, but it'll be really nice to be able to tell my mum, you can just look it up on Spotify now. It's there. It's all there.
And you can send it to aunties. You know,
yes, exactly. Exactly.
You've got to Skype to aunties.
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much for coming and talking today, Amelia.
Yeah,
this has
no worries.
Been a lot of fun. And final questions, I guess, firstly, how do people find Persimmon and follow you around the internet so they know what you're doing? Because obviously, there's this gig coming up at Snails at the end of this week, but it's not the only thing that you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah, we've got, for anyone listening in Wellington, we're playing there on Thursday night at Moon, which will be cool. But if you just check out our Facebook page or Instagram as well. I think it's Persimmon_Aotearoa. I should know that.
I think that's right in both cases.
Yeah. And we've got a Bandcamp, of course. Gotta love Bandcamp. At the shows we did a little run of T-shirts, which I think we have a few left over from to sell at the gigs. And Austin has also done a super limited run of hand-dubbed cassettes.
Oh, that's so cool. That's
which is so
cool.
Indie, but
I mean,
they're very cute.
It's absolute nonsense. It's an inferior format on every level, and I do not miss it. Except that.
Yeah, except it's a lovely little thing to hold in your hand.
It's a lovely thing to hold in your hand, and for something about the format was just perfect for kind of sidling up to and handing people them. You know, like, I know people tried to do mix CDs, but it's just never quite the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work. There's something pleasingly physical about a cassette. A CD, you know, when the jewel case breaks and they start falling out of the case?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get that with a cassette.
They are solid.
They are robust.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, we were sold that digital media would shift from, you know, the way that analog media degraded over time to something perfect. And in fact, what it did was it shifted us from analog media, which degrades slowly over time, to digital media, which is perfect until it does not work at all.
Not at all.
Ah, well. Well, that's a very cool thing to do, and I'm glad it exists. And, of course, I do encourage people to go to the Bandcamp page as well, because that way, you know, you get more than like a fraction of a cent if people buy things, which is always nice.
And check out the rest of the Palmy stuff on Bandcamp, because it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, there's some really cool stuff, particularly coming out of the Morris Street Network at the moment. There's some really interesting stuff coming out of there.
Totally.
Do you have a favorite tune off the album? I believe I have an advanced copy of the whole thing, so I can
get
any tune if you have a favorite one, because I would like to finish this off by playing a song so people can hear what they'll get on Saturday.
Probably like True Crime's a real banger, but I have a real soft spot for Spirituality. That's
all
one
right.
I dig.
Well, thank you once again, Amelia, and we'll play Spirituality now.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.